Jack Klugman and Tony Randall were television's odd couple for just 5 seasons in the 1970s, although syndication makes it seem like they've been around forever. Tony Randall died in 2004. Jack Klugman battled throat cancer for years. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg paid a visit to Mr. Klugman, who's written a memoir about his friendship with his other half.
Here's the message on Jack Klugman's answering machine in Malibu.
So I missed your call. Big deal. Leave a message. I'll get back to you. I'm old.
Feisty, gruff, even grouchy on tape and TV. In person, 84-year-old Jack Klugman's a rumply teddy bear. His apartment, overlooking the Pacific, is lined with photographs of him with some fellow actors.
Somebody said, write down the list of the stars that you've worked with. So I wrote them down. Even I was impressed. I mean, Bogart and Garfield and Cobb and Henry Fonda.
But the actor Jack Klugman is most associated with is Tony Randall, his fussy, fastidious roommate on The Odd Couple.
Oh, no, no, no! What are you doing?
I'm cleaning up.
You're cleaning up?
We're cleaning up the icebox.
Why do you think The Odd Couple was such a hit?
First of all, the Damon and Pythia story has always been appreciated. They even broke back mountain, as you can tell. Two guys, whether they're gay or whatever, that love each other. That's the secret of that play. You must love each other, but you can't live together. If you don't love each other, there's nothing. When I used to do the series, about Wednesday, it would be very funny. I say, funny, it's very funny. But where's the love scene? Where's the scene where I say, Felix, you're going too far now. I love you, but I can't go that far. Without that love scene, there's no problem. There's no conflict.
The Klugman-Randall connection didn't begin as a love story. First, Tony Randall wanted Mickey Rooney to play Oscar. Then, when producer Gary Marshall brought Klugman in, their first rehearsal was no love fest. Something Klugman did in one scene bothered Randall.
You mustn't yell, he said. I said to Gary Marshall, look, it hasn't cost anybody any money except a plane fare, which I'll give you back, but I can't work with this guy. And Tony said, why not? I said, well, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to tell you how to act. How are you telling me how to act? He said, well, I'm only trying to help.
I'm not mad at you.
What time is it?
3:30.
You're not mad at me? I'm mad at you!
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall became friends in their 5 TV seasons together, but they didn't socialize much outside of work. Then, in 1989, Klugman got throat cancer. During surgery, his right vocal cord was cut. He had no voice.
When one gets ill, either the relationship moves up a notch or dissolves. And when I got ill, it moved up a notch. He was the first one there, and he just devoted himself. I guess he knew how I felt being an actor without a voice.
Time passed. Klugman's phone rang. Jack, Tony calling. Randall asked Klugman to join him on stage for a single performance of The Odd Couple to benefit Randall's National Actors Theater.
When he called me, I said, what are you smoking? I can't even talk to you on the telephone. But I was going to a teacher who said, tell him in 6 months you can do it.
And 6 months later?
I did it. I went on. But before Oscar comes on, there are 4 poker players getting big laughs with normal voices. And I said, Tony, they won't hear me. They'll hear you. I promise you they'll hear you. I'll mic you. They'll hear you. So I said my first line, and I heard them moving in their seats uncomfortably. And I knew they couldn't hear me. I said, what am I doing here? It's like a free fall. I thought I would die. But I had to go on and on, and finally about 2 minutes later, somebody said, what do you have to eat? I said, I have green sandwiches and brown sandwiches. They said, what's the brown? I said, it's either very new cheese or very old meat. And they laughed, and I knew they could hear me. They adjusted their hearing.
In his memoir, Tony and Me, Jack Klugman says he always felt more comfortable on stage than in life. He did theater in New York in the early 1950s.
It was a great time. I saw Death of a Salesman 5 times. I paid $1.80. I used to walk down Broadway, and I'd look up 8th Avenue, and you would see plays by Arthur Miller, Tennessee Williams, all these wonderful people for $1.80. I saw Streetcar 17 times, and every time I got in trouble or I didn't know how to handle a situation, I would go see Marlon, and I'd say, you got to have courage. You got to have the courage of your conviction.
In 1959, it took courage for Jack Klugman to sing in the musical Gypsy. He auditioned for Broadway belter Ethel Merman.
She really wanted me, so she sang to me very quietly. She had her voice cracked, and she went flat, but there was such love in it. She made such contact with me that I picked up the second chorus, and I swear I sounded like Caruso. You know, I heard people have religious experiences, and that's what I must have had. I just loved her. She was just my kind of gal.
Rose, I love you, but don't count your chickens.
Come dance with me.
I warn you that I'm no Boy Scout.
Relax a while. Come dance with me.
So don't think that I'm easy pickin'.
The music's so nice.
Gypsy led to Klugman's biggest break. Producer Gary Marshall saw the musical and tapped him for The Odd Couple, the start of his huge TV career and his life-changing friendship with Tony Randall.
When he died, then I realized how much he had given me, how much he had opened me up to let my kids in. I'd never let anybody in before. I didn't know how much I loved him, how much he really meant to me until he left. That's why this book is written.
Jack Klugman's book is called Tony and Me, A Story of Friendship. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Right, tell me, what is love, dear Abby?
What is love? What is love? Love is two people running hand in hand through the fields with the music playing, and they're running, and they're running, and they're running.
That's not love, it's a toilet paper commercial.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.